Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
Hi, this is Emma. I have Tammy on the line with us.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you both.
Hey, Tammy, how are you doing today?
I'm okay, hanging in there.
That's good. That's good. Well, my name's Harold once again, and I'll be able to assist you further. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file a claim?
No.
No. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't sign no documents from no one.
Okay, haven't signed any documents. And now I do want to ask you, did you yourself use the Depo Provera?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, I'm having like little mouth strokes as now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that. Wow. Can I ask you, when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
What's we in 24, 20, let's say about 20, 20, 21, 22.
21, 22.
I think I'm trying to remember. It's somewhere in there.
Okay. All righty. And now you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
And now were you diagnosed with the meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And when is your
I
date of
used to
birth?
take it to my date of birth is 11/8/68.
11/8/68. And
Yes.
do you know of anyone else who was injured by the Depo-Provera?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
And then did you use the brand name or did you use the generic version?
Now, I have no idea what the doctors use. They use somewhere in both of those, I believe. Because I
Okay,
had to go
both of them.
every 6 months from my shop.
Gotcha. Okay. And then I was just gonna ask you, how many shots can how many shots did you have in a year?
I think we take 3 shots a year, every 3 months, I think it is.
It was every 3 months, so would it be 4 shots in a year?
It could have been 4 shots in a year.
Okay.
I've been going through this, I keep forgetting. Most likely, it probably was 4 shots in a year.
4 shots in a year. Okay.
Because it's
And
12 months. Yeah,
right.
you're right. Every
Okay.
3 months. I'm like,
Perfect. Okay. And then you did use it for at least 1 year, correct?
yeah, longer than
Okay. And so you did have 4 injections prior to you being diagnosed. Can I ask you, when did you start using Depo-Provera?
that. About. It was like, I want to say about 99, 2003, 4.
Okay.
I've been taking it ever since then.
Gotcha. Okay. When did you stop?
I stopped taking it, but it had to be in 2000 and maybe 12 or 11.
2012, 2011,
10.
2010.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. And now, could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then you did use Depo Provera through 1992 through the present date, so that's good. And then you spell your name Tammy, correct?
Yes.
Last name Harrell.
Yes.
Okay. And now for your social.
One 5074. 9204.
Okay. And now the email address I have is teresabrayboy8@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then your best phone number, 862-215-8438.
Yes.
Okay. And now what was your property address or what is your current property address?
334 17th Avenue, Irvington.
834-725.
334 17th Avenue, Irvington, New Jersey.
Thank you. 07111. And now, what hospital diagnosed you?
It was just Presbyterian back now.
Gotcha. Let me see. Is that in New York or is it in New Jersey?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Do you have the address of where it used to be?
Wow. I would have the United Hospital. It was Presbyterian. They called it the United Hospital. I'm not sure the name of the street.
United Hospital,
Newark.
New York, New Jersey.
But they call it Presbyterian.
Okay. Me see. Is that the one at the 150 Bergen Street?
No, that is UMD.
Okay.
The one that it's not too far from there though. Type in Presbyterian, it'll come up.
See, the only Presbyterian that's popping up is are the ones in New York. Let me see.
But UMD should have the records too. Because I
UMD.
was getting shot with them too.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the old Marlin building.
And that was the one that was at the 150 Bergen Street that you went to as well?
Yeah, I went there too. The old
Okay.
Marlin building.
Old Motley Building. But it's the university.
The
It's called.
ODB. UMD.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. Do you remember the doctor here at the university hospital that that diagnosed you or was that gave you the
What?
shots?
The clinic over there, the OBGYN.
And so do you remember the doctor who gave it to you or no? Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Oh, no. I'm all right.
Have you had any prior cancer diagnosis prior to the meningioma?
I'm going through it now. I just went to a hospital yesterday. Yesterday, I was there because of the brain. I'm having problems. My face is numb on my right side.
Wow. But prior to, everything that's going on with you now, did you ever have cancer?
Yes, yeah, I had what do you call that? Yeah, ovary.
Okay, and was that prior to your diagnosis of meningioma?
Yes.
When were you diagnosed with the cancer?
Oh my God, you asking questions that I cannot remember. My head is like beating me right now. I'm
We're
trying to remember as much as I could.
almost done. Just a couple pieces more of information that I need from you.
I'm trying to think, probably like 90. It gotta be in the 90, anywhere between 92 to 98.
Okay, 92 and 98. And what's the stage one? Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And now, the hospital, just to be clear, because this is very important, that one of the hospitals that you went to for, your shots, was the University Hospital, right? The one at the 150 Bergen Street in Newark, New Jersey, 07103.
The OBGYN. I went there and I went to Planned Parenthood.
Okay. That's the okay. And so you were getting the shots here, correct? Okay.
I'm looking for the shot.
All righty, give me one moment here. Now this one's at
Oh,
one
question
four.
two.
This one's at 140 Bergen Street, the OBGYN.
The old Martin building, right?
Yep. Okay. And then you said you went to Presbyterian Hospital, but I just can't find them for some reason in New Jersey. I can't seem to get that.
That was in the 90s.
Okay, so they're probably a different place now.
Yeah, they didn't even need them one.
Okay.
But
But
you
you
should
know,
still be able to get their records.
from the OBGYN.
I don't know where they sent their records to.
And we are just about done. Give me one second. Yeah, and I'm trying to find the ones, the Presbyterians, but they're all in New York, so I can't find any other ones in Jersey, but since you went to the OBGYN, that's good. And do you have the medical records, or you said the university
No,
OBGYN should have them, right?
I don't have no records.
But the hospital should have them, correct?
Well, maybe, yeah, they should. I don't know. It's been so many years. I have now with two kids is 30-something years old.
Well, I mean, it was only about 3 years ago. So, I mean, just assuming, because they usually keep the records for about 7 years, right? So just assuming that they
What
should
was
have
three
the
years
hospital
ago?
when you were diagnosed with
Yeah,
the
I don't
with the when you were diagnosed with meningioma.
know. I don't know. Okay.
Is that correct or is that not correct?
I think so. I'm trying to remember best I could as you ask me questions. Yeah, probably so. Three,
So the
4 years, 5 years ago. It was something like that. I didn't think it was nothing big behind it. I thought it was just something that happens to people.
Gotcha. Okay, that's completely fine. I mean, an estimate is fine, as long as you kind of have your best estimate I can put down here, so when we go look for the medical records, we know where to start. Right. So you were diagnosed in 2021, is that right? Or was it, is that to your best guess? Is it,
I could have been in 2019, something like that. When I was sick, I stopped really going to work because I started being diagnosed somewhere in there.
Okay, so 2019, or in the hospital will have the records, or they will not have the records.
I have no idea. I'm not going to sit here and tell you yes, and I'm not going to tell you no. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I'll try to look around. I'll try to see if I can call different places and see if I can find it
Okay. Well,
when I get a chance.
let's do that, because without we have to confirm there's hospital records of your diagnosis. We have to make sure, right? There's a paper trail, right, of the diagnosis. So if you're not sure on if the hospital will or will not have them, then let's try to have
Well, they
you.
should have them.
Okay,
I don't see why they
so they
wouldn't
will
have
have
them, but
okay, so they will have them.
well, good job. It don't hurt.
So the hospital will have your medical records.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, they still have them. Why
Okay.
wouldn't they? They still.
Right. Okay. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
Evelina.
And her phone number?
Nine 7 3 3 9 9
One
eight
more time,
nine nine
973.
3 9 9 oh 9 1 9
And the relationship?
mother.
Your mother? Alrighty, so let me go ahead and verify this information one more time with you so we make sure we have the most accurate, information here. You do want to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct? Okay. Now you are a resident of the United States. You were diagnosed, was it in 2021, 2019, 2020? What do you think is the best year I can put down here?
20.
20. Okay. And now you were diagnosed with the meningioma.
Oh, you said 19?
I'm sorry?
No, my son said 19.
19? Okay. 2019. Okay. And now you were diagnosed with the meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. Your date of birth is 11/08/1968. You did take the name brand as well as the generic. You did use Depo for at least 1 year. You did have at least four injections. You did use Depo Provera between 1992 and through present date. You started sometime in 99, roughly, stopped sometime in 2010, roughly. You spell your name Tammy, last name Harrell, and then your social 150-749-204. Your email address, teresabrayboy8@gmail.com. Your phone number, 862-215-8438. Your property address, 334 17th Avenue in Irvington, New Jersey, 07111. And that was, and now you were seen, or you were not diagnosed at the university OBGYN. But you were given the shots there at the OBGYN at the 150, and that's at the 140 Bergen Street in Newark, New Jersey. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now you don't remember the doctor's name who diagnosed you, but that is fine. Alrighty here. And then the hospital, they will have your medical records, or they should have your medical records. They are available. And then we have Evelina here as the emergency contact, 973-399-0919. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and send you over the DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to send you over the DocuSign now. That way you have it. You have all of that information there. And so, how this is kind of going to work, once I get these documents back from you, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at them, make sure they fit within the criteria. They'll then give you a call to basically verify the information one last time. And then at that point, they'll be able to actually go ahead and request the medical records from the hospital and get everything working on.